Next, we're going to look at the role that the music plays in writing a song and how you can begin to build your toolbox of musical ideas from which you can write your own songs. Now, if we go back to the original question that many people ask about writing songs, what comes first, the music or the lyrics? Now we're starting to get into some aspects of the music. It doesn't mean that this necessarily comes first, but it certainly could. And when all is said and done and the song is written, the music will obviously be a central part of the whole thing, whether or not it was the actual starting point of this particular song. When we talk about the music that goes with a song, I want to split it into three aspects. One aspect of the music of a song is the chords and the way those chords are linked together to create the musical backdrop, essentially, for the song. Another aspect of the music of the song is the melody. Basically, what would your voice be singing as you're singing the lyrics to the song? And a third aspect, which is not necessarily essential but adds a lot of personality to the song, is riffs, hooks, and instrumental parts. So when we say that the music may have come first in writing a song, it could have been any of those three perspectives. It could have been that the chords came first. It could have been that a melody popped into the writer's head. Or it could have been that they came up with a cool riff or hook on the guitar that they just couldn't get out of their head and had to keep working with. You should also keep in mind that these musical elements, the chords, the melody, and riffs, can come together in kind of a piecemeal fashion. In other words, you wouldn't necessarily work out the entire chord progression for a song or the entire melody without jumping around a little bit. You might come up with a few chords and then a melody might pop into your head that goes with those chords, but you'll still need more to fill out the whole song. Or you might come up with a cool little riff and then a couple of melody lines come out of that riff, and then a chord or two suggest themselves. In other words, it's likely to be a pretty organic process, not necessarily starting at point A and ending up at point B, having gone in a straight line. And that's all perfectly fine, and that's all what all songwriters deal with. Now that you know you'll likely be piecing together chord ideas, melody ideas, or riff ideas, hopefully you can see how important it is to save and record your ideas, no matter how small they are, because these are the building blocks of a full song. Once again, if you neglect to record them, there's a good chance you're going to forget them, and that really good idea could be lost forever. Take it from someone who knows from painful experience. Oh yeah, I came up with this great idea while I was noodling around on the guitar, and I'm just so sure I'm going to remember it tomorrow morning when I get up. Not. When you're playing around with musical ideas, you want to get in the habit of recording them and labeling them so that you can come back to them later and use those good ideas you've been working out. Moral of the story, if you like it, even just a little bit, record it and label it so you can find it later. In the song builder's toolbox, the chords, the riffs, and or the melody are all musical points of entry, musical points of origin from which a song could begin to evolve. And again, once the song is written, no matter what the starting point was, it will contain chords, a melody, and hopefully some riffs or a hook. So the process of learning how to come up with and keep track of chord ideas, riff ideas, and melody ideas is all part of building your song builder's toolbox. Now we will do a session on chords, we'll do a session on riffs, and we'll do a session on melody. But first, your homework. In order to get ready to start creating and collecting musical ideas for writing songs, I'd like you to make sure you're well acquainted with whatever you've come up with as your recording option. If it's your smartphone, if it's your personal computer, or if it's a small handheld mini recorder. Make sure you know how to use it well, you know how to use it quickly at a moment's notice, and you have a plan for how you're going to label and keep track of the ideas that you record.